This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The fate of Terri Schiavo is in the hands of a federal judge. The right to die case of the brain-damaged Florida woman went back to the courts after President Bush signed emergency legislation aimed at prolonging her life. Yesterday, Republican leaders opened a rare Sunday session of Congress to consider the case, and both chambers passed the bill. The 41-year-old Florida woman has been in a persistent vegetative state for more than 15 years. Her parents have been fighting to keep her alive against the wishes of her husband, who says he's doing what Terri Schiavo wanted. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Bringing the debate over Terri Schiavo into Congress did not make it any clearer. If anything, it was more complicated. The case already raises questions of bioethics, advanced technology, and the rights of family members. Last night's action by Congress piled on more questions of the separation of powers between branches of government, the federalist rights of states, and the precedent set by lawmakers crafting legislation that affects one single case. But top Republicans, like House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, kept a laser beam focus on their goal.
A young woman in Florida is being dehydrated and starved to death. For 58 long hours, her mouth has been parched and her hunger pains have been throbbing. If we do not act, she will die of thirst.
Schiavo's feeding tube was removed on Friday. DeLay and other conservative Republicans have been the targets of an intense lobbying campaign by some religious groups and anti-abortion activists. For them, the Schiavo case is the next battle in a war over medical ethics and who makes these kinds of decisions. The bill passed the Senate by a voice vote earlier yesterday, led by Majority Leader Bill Frist.
We in the Senate recognize that it is extraordinary that we, as a body, act. But these are extraordinary circumstances that center on the most fundamental of human values and virtues, the sanctity of human life.
But many Democrats were just as fervent in their pleas for justice and mercy in this case. Florida Congressman Robert Wexler said he and his colleagues are in fact fighting for Terri Schiavo's own rights.
What we are simply arguing is that the will of Terri Schiavo, as found by the legal system of Florida, which is the law of the land as of now, that her will be respected and that her will be carried out.
And other Democrats seethed with anger at what they called the hypocrisy in this bill, next to recent budget cuts for medical aid to the poor and elderly. Georgia Democrat John Lewis charged Congress with walking where angels fear to tread.
We are playing with a young woman's life for the sake of politics. This is not about values. This is not about religion. It is pandering for political gain with the next election in mind.
A memo circulated among Senate Republicans called this a great political issue and pointed out the advantages to Republicans in debating the Schiavo case. Frist and other top Senate Republicans say they never saw the memo and don't know where it came from. On both sides, debate was at times distinctly personal. Several times lawmakers choked up as mothers spoke about daughters. Physicians recalled countless similar cases of family anguish, and many told of having to make medical decisions for members of their own families. One thing everyone seemed to agree upon was a call for Americans to establish their wishes before something like this happens to them. Tennessee Republican Zach Womp said it's the only way for people to protect their families from the kind of suffering Terri Schiavo's is dealing with.
The lesson here is everyone in this country should have a living will, so it's cut and dried, we know, and the legislative bodies in Florida or Montana or Washington, D.C. will not have to be involved, and I yield back.
After hours of debate and several parliamentary hurdles, the House joined the Senate in passing the bill. President Bush, who'd rushed back to Washington earlier yesterday, swiftly signed it. He released a statement saying, quote, "In cases like this one, where there are serious questions and substantial doubts, our society, our laws, and our courts should have a presumption in favor of life." The federal court may order that Schiavo's feeding tube be replaced while it considers the case. Lawyers for Schiavo's husband say the bill could be determined unconstitutional before the federal court acts. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.